This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Trump can still win this.
Today we have another state to project it. It's the state of North Carolina, big battleground state. It's going to Donald Trump.
I was actually ready to go to bed, and then I started seeing the Electoral College come in, and I'm like super psyched.
This is going to be a very close election.
I'm seeing these late-breaking trends. This could hand Trump the presidency, folks. This is not by any means over.
I think there's some real jitters setting in Clinton headquarters right now.
Well, the scene here is so different than it was a few hours ago when people were happy and relaxed.
This is most unexpected.
Certainly is a huge, huge surprise to so many people out there.
I think we all thought it couldn't happen, that he couldn't do what he did, and guess what? He may just do it.
Donald Trump has taken the lead. He has 216 electoral votes.
This is really the beginning of the end for Hillary Clinton's campaign.
He's pulling ahead of Hillary Clinton. You see it right there.
Two guys. The number of groups who are likely feeling real fear right now. You've got women, immigrants who have been threatened by Donald Trump with deportation.
How do I explain this to my children? I have Muslim friends who are texting me tonight saying, should I leave the country?
America is crying tonight. I'm not sure how much of America, but a very, very significant portion. And I mean literally crying.
People have talked about a miracle. I'm hearing about a nightmare.
This is your life now. This is us. This is our country.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday. That's Tuesday. November 6, 2018, and we're right where we were 2 years ago. Except the country's come back from the dead. We have the byproduct of the left and their Chi-Com controllers and funders openly censoring anyone that is loyal to this nation and demanding that the Republicans not even be able to air TV and radio ads countering the illegal aliens, literally murdering the American people. So if we don't counteroffensive against what they've done, this revolution could actually backfire on us because it's mobilized them to come out swinging as total criminals. So the battle is really joined right now. And here is the enemy of the people, the control corporate press, demonizing the president.
Several of those networks have been trying to run through immigration ads.
I don't know about it. I mean, you're telling me something I don't know about. We have a lot of ads, and they certainly are effective based on the numbers that we're seeing.
Well, Mr. President, a lot of people have that ads. Why did you like that ad?
Well, a lot of things are offensive. Your questions are offensive a lot of times, so, you know.
Here is the banned ad that is accurate. Here it is.
The 7,000 migrant caravan crossing Mexico, marching toward our border. Dangerous illegal criminals like cop killer Luis Bracamontes don't care about our laws. America cannot allow this invasion. The migrant caravan must be stopped. President Trump and his allies will protect our border and keep our families safe. America's future depends on you. Stop the caravan. Vote Republican.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve.
And guess what's happened now? They've pulled that ad even off Fox News because CNN said it was racist. And now CNN wants nationalist candidates taken off Twitter. Oh, and sure enough, there's one in Guardian article basically saying Paul Watson's a Nazi and they want him off Twitter. They're going to take everybody off. We've got to counter them. They're criminals. They're the ones run by a Nazi collaborator. It's election day. We're going overnight till all the results are in. Spread the links and jam it down the censor's throat. Infowars.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfowarsStore.com.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, at 8 a.m. this morning, Central Time, InfoWars kicked off its live 34-hour broadcast coverage with David Knight. He did a great job. Now, I'm here for the next 4 hours with the regular weekday Alex Jones show from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And then the War Room for another 3 hours with Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer. And then we're all going to tag team and roundtable with a raft of amazing guests. An informative guest, right through the night, right into the morning hours, as long as we need to get you the election results. Then, of course, 8 a.m., we pick it all back up again tomorrow with the regular 10 hours of live transmission we do every day here from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. First off, I'm very thankful for all the affiliates, all the sponsors, all the listeners, all the patriots that have stood with us against the deluge of censorship, demonization, and attacks so that we can be here. 2 years later, after the historic victory, still standing, but heavily scarred and punished by the globalists, by the Clintons, and by the corporate Decepticon press. And I wouldn't have had it any other way. I would do it all over again. I just would have fought harder. And all the persecution, all the lies, all the demonization, all the fake lawsuits have not made me feel sorry for myself. In fact, it's the opposite. It's made me dislike the globalists so much more, but I don't fight them because I dislike them and because I know they're criminal liars. I fight them because I know that they are hurting my children and your children's futures, and they're very, very bad people. So I do it for love, not for hate. And I have to control myself. And always get back to that place of love and focus on God, or I will absolutely blow up because I live inside these people's heads, literally and figuratively. They hate me. They're obsessed with me for good reason. I spend all my time studying them, and they are so horrible. They are so nasty. They are so disgusting, and I'm willing to do it. But we also have to focus on the good in the world that we're protecting from these people. And there's also the incredible frustration that when you know what liars they are, when you know how fake they are, when you know how really twisted they are and how they lust for power, and to see such huge portions, a large minority group of the American people, trying to create racial and cultural division right out of a divide and conquer playbook and engaging in such societal poison in an attempt to dominate and control this republic because it's the center of global power. It's really nasty. There are all these multinational and corporate forces, authoritarian forces, as you know, battling for control of the United States. And we've been an engine for good. We've been an engine for innovation. We've also been an engine for bad. And we're trying to get back control of the country and to get back on the basic mission that made our country so great, which is just common sense to do that. And the forces of corruption, the forces of power mongering, are throwing everything they've got at us right now and at everyone who is standing strong and standing firm against them. But these are beyond historical times. This is beyond a fork in the road. This is beyond epic. This is absolutely, you can feel it, you can see it, you can taste it, you can smell it. This is a moment of destiny. And not this election. This election is an example of the fight to take control of our society and culture back and making the enemy come out with its full force in an attempt to dominate us back under their control. So regardless of how this goes today, as long as you're steadfast and know that, we cannot lose in the long term, in the big picture, in the master scheme. And that's really the most important thing I can say. If there wasn't massive election fraud, if there wasn't hundreds of billions of foreign dollars coming in literally, if there wasn't all of Hollywood ganging up and engaging in total brainwashing, the Republicans would actually gain houses in the House and Senate. They would actually gain seats. You see the red wave populism exploding, taking over everywhere. But because this is the central battleground, the globalists' last stand, because they're losing everywhere else, they could win this battle but lose the war. And we've drawn them out. We've made them behave like they really are venomous, poisonous monsters. And so don't get down if they win today. I think it's just neck and neck. My gut level approximation is it's undecided now. It's going to be razor close in the real world. Now, they're pulling all the stops. You've seen the crimes they've committed, the lies they've told. They only tripled and quadrupled down when lying and corruption didn't make them win 2 years ago, when their promised queen, Hillary, was supposed to come in and deliver them into their new world order. But because they've quadrupled down, they could have the victory in the battle, but not in the war. A lot of people say, why are we seeing record turnouts for any midterm? It's rivaling even general elections, 60% turnout they're projecting. It's because people know this is a real election. When you got John McCain on the ticket against Barack Obama, or Bob Dole, who's better than John McCain, but Bob Dole up against Bill Clinton, you know the fix is in. You know there's really not that much difference, and the establishment's going to get what they want. But you know when they're pulling out all the stops and trying to destroy everybody that supports the president and going crazy, and as part of a nationalist, capitalist, populist movement exploding worldwide, you know it's real, and you can feel it, and you can see it, and you know they're trying to break our will, and it's not going to happen. It's going to be their will that's broken. And quite frankly, I can't even contain my wrath and my anger. And I'm trying to, ladies and gentlemen, because these people are sick and they are not Americans and they've said they're not Americans and they've said they hate the country. The Democratic Party is now completely converted to globalism. It is literally an enemy outside globalist force destroying our economy, our sovereignty, our culture, our families. The type of venomous anti-culture stuff that the left pushes on five-year-olds is an executable offense in communist China. They say it is psychological warfare to destroy their country, and all U.S. media is basically banned in China. Because they're another form of authoritarianism that's got their slaves. They don't want to sabotage their slaves. They want them productive. And the Chi-Coms have their operatives here literally trying to demoralize us and bring us down. And anyone that stands against the president and the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and against what we're trying to do is literally working and aiding and abetting foreign powers, period. And that's why I was removed first off the internet, because I was throwing down the gauntlet, and now you see it all over the news. U.S. prepares to fight China. U.S. News World Report. China unveils new heavenly palace space station as the U.S. space station prepares to fail. Alex Jones and Donald Trump, you need to blow the whistle on Chinese communist infiltration of Silicon Valley, Democratic Party, Real Clear Politics. We're going to get into all of it. and what the real fight is. When you look at Democrats and their minions and their slaves and their followers, these are pathetic worms who literally are the weak-minded controlled by multinational brainwashing. It is saddening. It is disgusting. But their operating system is enslavement of this country. Their operating system is hating this nation. We're going to come back. We're in the middle of 34-hour transmission at 36. Philip Proctor free. You can break the censors. You can stop them. You can override them and make what we've paid for here and you paid for here and all we've gone through worth it by going to InfoWars.com and grabbing the live feeds that say live coverage, Alex Jones live, 34-hour broadcast, live election day coverage, and emailing it and text messaging and word of mouth, telling friends, neighbors, family, tune in. This is the banned show. This is the show the Democrats fought so hard to suppress and so hard to keep people from getting, because it's now past the election. We're going to cover it. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about the next leg of the fight, exposing how the Democrats meddled, how they engaged in fraud, how they're getting foreign funding, and bringing them to justice, because we've made them way overreach. The next leg of victory and the path to victory straight ahead.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net, the right place to be. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's now 0 days until the historic 2018 midterm elections being watched all over the world, even more than the 2016 general election between the globalist nightmare, radical Islamic funding kingpin, Hillary Rodham Clinton, who was the queen. She was the heir apparent. They had their whole plan to censor everybody and take over and launch wars as soon as she got in, but the best laid plans of mice and men and monstrous gorgons often goes astray. And we hosted our own little rebellion, our own little coup d'etat against the globalist palace from right here in Texas, allied with other great folks around the country and Matt Drudge and others. And now that rebellion against globalism has exploded across the planet. So take heed. We're winning the global war against communism and against authoritarianism on many, many fronts. Imagine how far we've come. Where when I was first on air 23 years ago, nobody was talking about the Federal Reserve being private. Nobody was talking about the New World Order. Nobody was talking about the Chinese century and how the CFR was talking about how they were going to shut America down by design and first take our industry away, then make us a service economy, and then even take that away. But now, all over America and all over the world, people are standing up. People are taking action. People are getting involved and realizing that big mega banks and big mega corporations at the top are anti-free market. They don't want there to be a ladder or a stairway up for a middle class to grow and for poor folks to become middle class. They want to sew it all up. They want their global government. They've got their master plan. And you having freedom, or you making decisions, or you electing who you see fit and running your country the way you see fit, they say that's racist. They say that's evil. They say the word nationalist itself is bad. Father's bad, mother's bad, man's bad, woman's bad. Anything that gives you an original, real identity that the globalists don't control must be destroyed, must be overwritten, must be overturned. This is true 21st century psychological and cultural warfare. Now, we're going to have a raft of individuals co-hosting and hosting today. David Knight is going to be coming back later, popping in with breaking news. We have George Papadopoulos joining us on how they tried to set him up with the whole fake Russiagate. He's now saying it was a setup, as we said from the beginning. Roger Stone's going to be in studio off and on all day. Mike Adams. And we're also going to have Owen Benjamin, Mike Cernovich, Matt Bracken, and many, many other surprise guests today. You're not going to want to miss any of the transmission. And seriously, we have millions of listeners on radio, close to a million on TV right now on traditional television cable. We're able to gauge that. On the internet, during past elections, on our own streams, we would have millions and millions and millions and millions tune in to the stream, sometimes over 10 million on our own streams. When you get excited, millions tune in that are new. When you don't get excited, maybe 100,000 tune in every few hours, which is great. But regular listeners who already know what's going on and know more than I do in many cases, you're the ambassador for the victory, and people need to know the truth about what's about to happen in this election. They need the real coverage. They wanted us shut down so they can engage in the election fraud. They can engage in the election meddling. They can engage in the censorship ahead of hand, during, and after. So we always have to defeat the enemy and expand our beachhead in their face of free speech. And when you get excited, you go to Infowars.com. To the front page, and it says live banned election coverage. Say, hey, you've heard about Alex Jones. You've heard him lied about. You heard him demonized. Find out what's really being covered. Check it out and send on that link. Tune in now is the title. Tune in now. InfoWars banned midterm coverage. The broadcast, the Democrats and the globalists fought to try to shut down with everything they had. Well, share that link and then tell others to share it. And the joke around here is it'll probably just get me killed, but that's fine. I want to go all the way because they've already done stuff that they've only done to Trump to try to shut me up. And it's because we carry their destruction. I mean, we're promoting Americanism, not globalism, is our credo. No one was saying that 5 years ago, even 2.5 years ago. Now it's global. Everything you did as a viewer and listener, as a participant, relaunched 1776 worldwide, which is the antidote to globalism. Now, coming up, Trump optimistic as polls predict blue wave in midterm elections, New York Post. The same polls said Hillary would win by, 10, 15 points or whatever, and, would have this biggest electoral college and biggest general vote ever. It wasn't true. But we'll see, because there's massive fraud. A staggering 36 million people have voted early, setting the stage for big midterm turnout. And why? Because it's a real election. It's not a fake revolution. It's real. Trump says he regrets the tone he used during the first 2 years in office, but went on to say he had to do it. Well, of course, because he was countering enemies. He had to call out who they were. We're also going to get into the corporate media claim there's going to be a GOP wipeout in governor's races in other areas. We'll see about that because so much foreign money and things have been spent. And here's the key. There's already been fraud. If we win this thing, we've got to have investigations about Chinese foreign meddling, which has been public, unlike the Russian thing that's made up, by and large. And we have to go on the offense and realize that this is a back-and-forth fight, but ideologically, we are winning globally. And that said, ladies and gentlemen, and we've got our special guest coming up, please remember InfoWars in your prayers and in when you shop, because we have a revolution here of the sponsors for radio and our local stations. Those are great. But 80% of our funding comes from you buying products directly at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you take action, we win. When you don't, we will fail. I am in your hands. This entire InfoWars operation that the globalists are obsessed with shutting down because they can track our trajectory towards total victory. This whole system, this weapon system of truth is in your hands. You are our backbone, you're our guts, you're our brains, you're our eyes, our ears, you're the food that feeds the engine. You're the fuel in the jet fighter dropping truth bombs right over the enemy. And we make it easy to support us. We had our biggest sale in history because they're trying to shut down our shopping cart and take our banking. They failed so far, thank God. But we sold out a lot of products. But we have the biggest sale when it comes to the discounts we've ever had now. It's not the widest sale where everything was 50% off and free shipping, but on targeted items, it's 67% off at the best sales, and the lowest sale is 49% off on Alexa Pure water filtration systems that are the very best. Comparable systems at $300, $400 and aren't even as good. It is the system I use. It is the best at InfoWarsStore.com. $127 for the Alexa Pro Water Filtration System, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com at that price. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 67% off. The highest quality colloidal silver out there. Cannot beat that. Super Male Super Female Vitality, amazing. 57% off. Brain Force Plus, the incredible nootropic, 50% off with free shipping. Survival Shield X3 for the Deep Earth Crystals, two other different types for synergy, even better than X2, 50% off with free shipping. Out of the gates, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we're right in the middle of this historic Election Day coverage. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Joining us for this segment is George Papanopoulos, who I did say back during the time when the whole Russiagate thing started, I said he might be one of the double agents just because the story sounded so ridiculous that he talked to somebody connected to Russians in a bar in Italy, and then that made him a Russian agent, and he was, you know, pleading guilty or whatever. I said that's asinine. He's since come out and said we know it was a setup by the leftist CIA. It's all confirmed. And indeed, he did absolutely nothing wrong. And they just later said, oh, do you remember that you talked to somebody for 5 minutes in a bar and they brought up Russia to you? And then later when you were asked about it by Mueller, you didn't remember it. So we're going to get you on lying to the FBI. So I've just set the table there of what has happened. He's been totally vindicated now, and he's had a lot of courage, George Papadopoulos, formerly the Trump campaign, to come out and say that he was set up. So I appreciate you coming on, George. Give us your take on what's really happened, the Mueller investigation, and where you see this going.
Alex, thanks so much for hosting me. It's a real pleasure. No, you're absolutely right. Look, I think I used to be patient zero, I guess, of the fantasy of Russia collusion. And unfortunately, I was patient zero because I had two problems. One, I couldn't talk for myself. And two, I had the New York Times and other newspapers create this fake narrative and false narrative around me that I was, you know, colluding. I was, you know, talking with Russian agents. I was doing all this. Now, the only problem that happened was, or actually the only benefit that came out of this entire story for me from when I wasn't able to talk, was that everyone that the New York Times or any other newspaper dug into, for example, Joseph Mifsud, Alexander Downer, Stephen Halper, all these people, they weren't Russians at all. They were actually Western intelligence people. So it was really funny because, you know, I'd always get questions from various newspapers. Oh, can you tell us about the Russian agent, Joseph Mifsud, the professor that you just talked about? And I said, I have no real information about him because he really couldn't introduce me to anyone of substance in Russia. And then later on, I have all these new journalists come to me and tell me the guy was actually working with the MI6. And now his own lawyer is saying that the FBI was guiding him when he was interacting with me. So just to basically summarize, it's a very confusing story. In 2016, I'm on a business trip to Rome, and I meet this man named Joseph Mifsud. He's a Maltese professor. This professor, a month later, he drops this information on me that the Russians, I didn't understand what he was really, you know, talking. It was openly rumored that Clinton's State Department server had been hacked. So he drops this information on me. About a week later, Alexander Downer from the Australian embassy wants to meet with me. And during this meeting, he's recording me. He's asking me very strange questions. He's telling me that the Australians are watching what Trump is doing. The British are watching him very closely because of his support for Brexit and that he's a pariah. Now, this guy, I have absolutely no memory of ever talking about emails with him. Apparently, he created this fake story that I talked about emails with him to justify this investigation. That's the current narrative. I mean, it's a lot more complicated than anybody could possibly think, but I'm just trying to lay out the groundwork.
Let me boil it down just in 30 seconds and see if this is accurate from your own inside experience. It's very simple. They want to discredit the election of Trump. They want to be able to cover up their illegal spying on Trump, which has now all been confirmed. So they had different MI6 and CIA operatives and actual agents come up and talk to different Trump people about Russians so that they had some type of connection to people in the Trump operation and Russians, even though they were the ones instigating it and even though you were faithful to the United States.
That's absolutely right. To this day, I've never traveled to Russia. I've never met a Russian official. I don't have Russian friends, and I don't even go to Russian restaurants. So this guy, this professor, he's connected to Western intelligence. He just drops this information on me like a dangle, just so that, you know, you're caught at the wrong place at the wrong time kind of thing. And then I had a target on me for talking to apparently a Russian agent, and then that allowed the MI6. The CIA and obviously the FBI to, you know, follow me, follow the campaign.
And then they use that when they're already legally spying to parallel construct and go then open the official investigation into Trump using you.
I guess that's a story. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make sense to probably all of your listeners and probably to all of America. I mean, we at this moment, America is fully behind me. I'm just slowly getting this story out, and everyone is just really shocked. I mean, I know you're probably
George,
shocked.
I'm not shocked. I'm not at liberty to talk about it, but I reported to the FBI. They tried the same crap on me, but I instantly blew up.
No, you have to, and that's actually, you know, I had two options. One, I could have gone off into the sunset in obscurity and just bit my lip and allowed this story to follow me the rest of my life. But then, you know what I said? Absolutely not. I need to tell America the truth. Because this is much bigger than just George Papadopoulos. You know, I'm going to have my life moving forward no matter what. But America was always going to be duped under this fantasy that Trump was colluding or that the campaign was in the pocket of Russia. That's absolutely the furthest thing from the truth. Trump had nothing to do with Russia. I had nothing to do with Russia.
And so you're Patsy One, you're Patient Zero, which not just you saying this, it's all been vindicated, it's all come out. Mueller is a known gangster, though. People he handled, like the fellow that just died, the famous Irish mobster from Boston, Whitey Bulger. These are people you don't want to mess with, and I know you probably got threatened. Are you at liberty to get into what it was like when Mueller, who delivered uranium to the Russians on Tarmac, the real agent, when he was breathing down your neck, what that was like?
No, I can't get into anything specific about my interactions with the FBI or Mueller himself, but all I can really focus on at the moment is just all the characters around that led me to be, involved in this, because I think that's the real problem. I think the lead-up, the setup that created this mess that we're all in right now, I think that's the most important thing. And I think those people who are responsible are the Obama DOJ, the Obama State Department, and the Obama CIA. So those are the people that need to get back in front of Congress. And I think Congress needs to ask them absolutely new questions now that new revelations about my story has come out, just so that, America has a much more clear picture of what they were doing and why they were trying to set me up in the campaign.
Wow. What's your gut level or any of your contacts thinking that Mueller's going to try next? Because he's not just leaking that he wants to indict Stone with no evidence. They're also at the grand jury and over 50 people asking about me. That's another reason I know how fake this is. I have zero connection to the Russians.
Look, I have no idea what anything in the future is going to be. All I know is, even though it's a risk, and many people are telling me it's a risk of me going out and talking about my situation, for me, the real, jail sentence, a life sentence, actually, would be if I had lived in this notoriety as a traitor to my country. That's something I wasn't going to allow to happen. So that's all I can say about that.
Well, I appreciate what you've done. It's obvious you did nothing from the beginning. That's why I was saying, why are you at first going along with it when you did absolutely nothing? The guy talked to you and then told you about some Russian stuff that was already public news. And I mean, clearly now you're coming out against him. You're speaking out. You've been vindicated. You weren't the mole. We know who some of the moles are now. In fact, when I said maybe you're the mole, I did get contacted by people that are really insiders. They said, no, it's not George Papadopoulos. It's not him. And they told me who the moles were.
Yeah, I mean, I was, let's just say that I know of one myself. I can't talk about it publicly yet. I think Congress probably is going to disclose that at a future time. But if I knew of one, and you're talking about certain, there are probably many in the campaign. I mean, there were many eyes around in 2016, and they weren't there to help Trump. I mean, I think they were really there to keep a close eye on him, to make sure that they had him under a thumb if he was elected president, and to have sabotaged his campaign, if he was elected president as well, so that he wouldn't face the problems he's facing today. But the guy is, he's vindicated. I mean, he has tremendous support by the American people, and he's doing great. And I just implore all Americans to vote red today.
Absolutely. George Papadopoulos, I know you've got to go. You said maybe you could do two segments. Let's just do a half a segment, because you're a smart political cookie. I want to come back and just briefly get your take on the election, what's at stake, and more. It's a George Papa 19 on Twitter, at George Papa 19. Go directly there to get what's really happening, not what they say about George. And it takes a lot of courage, folks, going up against Mueller after what he's been through. This guy has really proven his salt.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? GodSaidManSaid.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sin Bones. St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with life-change tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For a few more minutes here, I want to get his take as former campaign member of the Trump 2016 success, his view on what's currently happening today. But you heard him say something really powerful earlier, coming out saying, I'm not a traitor. I was set up. MI6 CIA came and talked to me about Russians. They admit he never offered to do anything for Russians. And then later they go, oh, you talked to somebody at a bar a year ago that mentioned Russians. And you didn't tell us that. And you're like, oh, yeah, well, that guy wasn't a Russian. He was British. They admit no discussion of money, no discussion of being a traitor, no discussion of selling anybody out, no discussion of anything. But, oh, you forgot you talked to somebody that brought up Russians to you. That is insane. He said the ultimate life sentence would be being known as a traitor to your country. But here's the real traitors. The whole leftist stay-behind networks. The Democratic Party and the State Department, the CIA and the Justice Department, openly trying to block Trump's agenda. We'd be much better off, even though things have already turned around, if it wasn't for them being in there. They wanted to use the state apparatus of counterintelligence against foreign countries, against U.S. citizens, and then set them up and imprison them to discredit a populist pro-America election. That adds insult to injury. So other points on that. George, we really appreciate your courage. I really admire, when I started seeing you a few months ago saying I was set up, it's all a lie. Because let me tell you, you're dealing with some very, very dangerous people. But what was the moment when you decided you had to just come out and just really get in their face?
You know what it was? Actually, you know, my wife, and my girlfriend at the time and wife, she's been going public for months. And, you know, she actually knew the guy who told me about the information. And because that the guy that she used to work at the European Union, you know, she was a diplomat in Europe. She's Italian. And she told me the guy that told you that information about Russians, you do realize he's connected to the Clintons. He's connected to the socialists in Europe. He's connected to MI6. And he's connected to the State Department. And I didn't believe her. I was an idiot. And I said, it's impossible what you're telling me. This guy was, he must have been Russian. How would he have that information? She said, you're crazy if you plead guilty. So she went public. She started defending me. And then all of a sudden, the moment that the light bulb struck in my head was during the sentencing memorandum that was written by the government about me, where they mentioned this professor. And they said that Papadopoulos helped him evade. And we don't know who he is. And he has no connections to Russia. Once I saw that, I said, this thing's an entire scam. I was set up, and I'm going to have to go on the warpath now because my reputation's on the line, and the integrity of this entire investigation's on the line, and Trump himself, you know, is probably on the line in many ways, depending on how this investigation goes. So I didn't want me to be responsible for the fall of President Trump, who I admire, adore. I think he's a great statesman. He's doing tremendous things for this country, and I also didn't want America to be duped. So I just wanted the truth out there, and I said, if I'm not going to tell the truth now, it's never going to come out. It's now or never, and I just decided to do it a couple months ago, and I think it was the right decision.
Well, I got to say this right now, and I apologize to you on air, that when I saw you at first going along with it, I thought this must be a setup because you did nothing wrong. This is so stupid. But then basically the same thing happened to me, and I was so dumbfounded, I kind of got in your position, and I was like, this is so unreal. Like you said, even though you're political, you're smart, you still don't believe there's that many criminals in the government and the system. When you come face-to-face with it, it's dumbfounding, isn't it?
The moment that this guy's lawyer, he has a lawyer named Stephen Rowe in Switzerland, and he went public, I think, the day before I testified on Capitol Hill, probably 2 weeks ago, and he said, everyone, the charade is done. My client was never working for the Russians. In fact, if you ever say he's a Russian spy again, we're going to sue you, meaning any newspaper. He was working for Western intelligence. So, you know, this whole thing just has blown up. This entire narrative has been upended about me involved with a Russia conspiracy. And if I was patient zero and I was the center of Russia collusion with no Russia contacts, then in my opinion, this entire thing is a fabrication.
Oh, of course it is. It's the Clintons that are knee-deep with every foreign power that will buy them. Well, let me just add this point. This is like corrupt cops who get caught sometimes with their own surveillance camera because they forget planting drugs on somebody. It's like they came to sell you drugs. They came to sell you Russia collusion. You didn't accept it. And then they bust you for taking drugs you refused to take. I mean, it's beyond that. They didn't even really say there was any Russian collusion. You just forgot that somebody a year before mentioned something about Russians. This is just insane. And now, if I'm at an event or whatever, there'll be some obvious operative walk over and go, we want to talk to the president about submarines for Taiwan. And then the Navy SEALs I'm with freak out because they realize they've already made who my security is and are opening a national security case by just who I'm with because they already know classified info that I'm with guys that are in super classified deep submarine operations. And that's what I'm telling you is when you realize the level we're dealing with actual spies from the Democratic Party and deep state that have total clearances and they're using it against all us and we're just loyal Americans. They're the traitors.
Look, and I need your listeners and you to understand that. Like I said, I think I tweeted a couple days ago, I don't know what the Russians were up to in 2016 because I never dealt with them. But what I do know for a fact is that the British government, the Australian government, the Obama State Department, and obviously the Obama administration as a whole were all colluding together. This wasn't simply an Obama administration, operation against the Trump campaign and Trump himself. He was working directly with the British and the Australians. Alexander Downer from the Australian government was part of an operation to target me and to plant this false story that I was talking about. Emails with him. He's come out three times and he's contradicted himself about what was actually said at that meeting. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. So the British obviously had an interest in Brexit not becoming a reality, and Trump at the time was supporting Brexit. So the British obviously had an interest to assure that, you know, they did their best to put...
Well, I mean, we always use them for illegal stuff. They use us for illegal stuff, including extrajudicial killings. That's a fact. So when they claimed that Judge Napolitano was stupid for saying that, they were just hoping the public was stupid. Please come back for a full hour soon. Come in studio. I'll send a crew to interview you. George, we admire you standing up for what's right. We know you've been proven to be correct, so I don't just believe you. I trust but verify, as Reagan said. In the few minutes we have left, briefly, your take on this historic election.
Everyone, we need to vote red today. It's imperative. We want to continue the momentum from 2016, and we want to protect our borders. We want to continue the economic prosperity. We want to lift wages. We want jobs coming back. We want security in this country. We want our identity back. We want religious freedom enacted in this country. We all need to vote red. We need to implement President Trump's agenda, because if the Democrats take control, that's all going to be taken right from us.
Absolutely. And, you know, I see the numbers just like 2 years ago saying he's going to lose, we're going to lose the referendum on Trump. Other than massive election fraud, folks voting the names of dead people, I've been predicting actually a red victory. The only question is, can we make it over the blue seawall of fraud and the Chinese government buying four-page ads in major magazines against Trump and Republicans? I mean, that's a naked collusion. I want to see the shoe on the other foot. Whether we win or lose, we need to see investigations of collusion, election meddling, Beto O'Rourke, or Pete O'Rourke, whatever his name is, you know, caught spending money to bring in the caravans. I mean, I think the Republicans need to stop being so passive and really get aggressive.
I agree completely, Alex, and hopefully everybody is motivated and energized, and they all go out and vote, because it's a historic election.
George, we'll talk to you soon. Godspeed, and let's cross our fingers and say a prayer that we have victory today. God bless.
Thanks a lot, brother. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yeah. He was later exonerated. And I said that even before he ever came on the show, or even before he came out and said I was set up, because I talked to folks that knew the inside skinny. He just couldn't believe it. And then when they said, well, you lied to the FBI, you remember meeting with a Russian agent. And then he was so shocked when they said the British guy was a Russian agent. He said, well, sorry, I didn't. I guess I did make a false statement. Okay, you're going to prison. And then that all got dropped. But you know, with no time served or whatever, I mean, they threw that guy in jail. And then you experience it yourself. Where, hey, and a couple things have happened. And I mean, in one of the cases, I don't know anything about the submarines. And the people I was with didn't tell me anything about them. They were freaked out because what the guy specifically said was what they were involved in, and they were completely spooked by it. And that's what I'm dealing with, folks. I just want America to be run by America. I like free market. I like Ronald Reagan. I like JFK. I like Martin Luther King. I like Buzz Aldrin. I like the space program. I like the Second Amendment. I like having a good, strong nation. I believe in American exceptionalism. And I'm a loyal American. And that's why I'm so demonized, folks. This is the globalist. No, I'm mom and apple pie. My whole family's been mom and apple pie from the beginning, and they know it, and they're scared. And they know I'm willing to go all the way. And so they need to destroy Americana and say that I'm the traitor, or that Trump's the traitor, when they're the globalists, they're Hillary, they're Obama, they're the American haters. They say they hate America. So will America reject her own sons, real people that are loyal, and accept these traitors that would enslave everyone? That's the big referendum that's up on the table right now. That's what's happening. Hour two, spread the live links. Infowars.com/show. The censored show, the enemy hoax you won't spread.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
The global.